What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about ways that you can tell when a narcissist is cheating on you. Ugh, the dreaded cheating narcissist. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back, y'all. Yes. How can you tell when that dastardly narcissist is cheating on you or thinking about cheating on you or wanting to cheat on you? Or, I mean, probably has cheated on you and whatnot, y'all. It's considering looking for new supply. How can you tell? Like, what are different ways that you can tell in a narcissist is considering it? Because or when they have already done it. Because a lot of people ask me this question, like, that you have the itching suspicion that your narcissistic partner is cheating on you. You feel it in your bones. Your intuition is kicking in and whatnot. And you're like, okay, how do I tell this? How can I tell this? You know, and a lot of people. So the first way I would just say, y'all, is literally to trust your intuition. Y'all, if they are changing up their patterns and things of that nature, and you just get the sinking feeling that you're being cheated on, or they are entertaining someone else, y'all, just trust your intuition. I know some people need that physical proof, but trust your intuition. This is not me telling you to leave your relationship on a hunch or an intuition. This is me just saying, if you're getting signs and signals from the universe and say, hey, this person is cheating on you. Hey, this person has cheated on you. You know what I mean? Just trust it. So many people just ignore their intuition, ignore their, you know, a cop will call it a hunch. So many people ignore this hunch. So many people ignore their intuitions and they end up like giving in to that narcissist or toxic person. They just really, really start to do that. So trust your intuition. Trust it. You know what I mean? I'm not asking you to, this is not me telling you to question them. But sometimes if you ask them a simple question, are you cheating on me? Watch their reaction. Their reaction will tell you a lot of things that you need to know. Their physical reaction and their verbal reaction can tell you a lot of things that you need to know as well. And I always tell people in these situations, never, if you decide to ask this question to them, use discretion, because you never know how people will react. If you decide to ask, don't do this on a text message. Don't do this when, like, don't do, like, if you're going to ask them, are they cheating on you or have they cheated on you? Don't ask them over text messages when they got a lot of time to think, you know, because text messages are very easy to just, you know, you give them time to make up a lie. You give them time to control their reactions. You give them time to think of it, to let the other person know that you might be onto it if they know about you. You know, you're giving them time. You're giving them the opportunity to go out there and manipulate you, to take this time to do more. You know, so don't send it through text messages unless you just saying, hey, I know you're cheating. Bye. Unless it's a goodbye message where you tell them you're leaving out or moving or something like that. Sending that text message just allows them to lie to you. You know what I mean? Or talking to them over the phone just allows them to lie to you. Like, I always, if you're going to do this, which I really don't highly recommend, they will, just so you can see their actual physical reactions in person to see what they're going to, how they're going to do. Text message is such a disconnected form of communication that you give them the opportunity to just make up a lie or manipulate you, or just, we'll talk about this when I get home. And it's like noon. They don't get home to 7 p.m. They had 7 hours to think about it. Or if y'all long distance, then they had forever to think about it, you know? So just consider that right there within this space. Another way that you can tell, you kind of tell if a narcissist cheats on you, their behaviors. I know I spoke about the intuition and just asking them, but their behaviors will tell you everything that you need to know, y'all. A shift in their behaviors, a very quick shift through their behaviors can tell you everything that you need to know about this person. Like, they just start acting differently or moving differently, coming home later, not responding to you as much as soon as they used to. You know what I mean? Like, going hanging out with friends that you can't meet. going to different places, coming home smelling different, smelling like some freshly clapped cheeks. You know what I mean? If they do that right there, then it gives you, like I said, you can just watch their behaviors. You can feel it, because these behaviors, a lot of times, will set off your intuition. It's when they start doing things with their Apple watches or iPads or things like that. They start changing their passwords on their phone. They start becoming secretive with their phone. Phone is upside down or locked in a safe when they go to sleep. Phone is just like, they just super guarded over their phone. I know people are going to say, well, leave your phone, it's privacy, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you can tell when somebody's doing some bullshit on their phone. You know what I mean? I understand that there's a privacy aspect to things like that, but if they're sleeping with their phone in a locked up safe on silent, do not disturb, with a biometric lock and a password, then come on now. There's a difference between privacy and secrecy. Secrecy is when it's like they're keeping a damn secret, when they're hiding things from you, when they're doing stuff like that. There's a difference between privacy and secrecy. Don't just like, oh, they deserve their privacy. No, come on, y'all. They're being secretive. They're being secretive. They are. Watch their behaviors. They'll start loving you less. They'll start, baby, less pet names. They'll start calling you by your real name. They'll become very disconnected from you, very dismissive of you. You know what I mean? The love is not the same anymore. You can tell. You can tell there's a shift in their behaviors. They remove themselves from you. They don't hug you anymore. They don't want to even touch you anymore. They don't tell you I love you anymore. You know, you'll say something like, hey, babe, you haven't told me that you love me in a while. Why do I need to say it all the time? You should already know that I love you because I'm here. Wow. Insecure much? You see, that's what I'm just telling you right now. As a person trying to help you, to just watch their damn behaviors, because they will tell you everything that they need to know, y'all. Please, y'all, watch their behaviors. Please, they become secret, hiding things, like coming home, like changing their pathway, like you're finding another person's hair. Just like, y'all, watch their behaviors. Like, please, watch how they act. A current shift in their behaviors. Could it be from stress? Yes, it could be from some. It could be some kind of from some type of extenuating circumstance. But a lot of times, an extenuating circumstance doesn't require them hiding their phone. It's the totality of their behaviors changing, not just one little behavior. It's the totality. It's like a multitude of their behaviors changing. They change the way they sort of change the way they dress. They sort of change the way they talk to you. Change the way they act around you. Coming home late, you see the totality of all of that. Makes it gives them the outlook that they're cheating on you and whatnot. Really, seriously, you know, I just watch their behaviors, especially if you combine the two techniques I was just talking about, like asking them. If you ask them, are they cheating on you? Or is there something going on? Or there's someone else? Watch their behaviors. Then watch their. Watch their micro expressions. Y'all learn micro expressions, because people's mouths can lie. Their mouth and their tongues can lie, but their eyes, you know, their eye twitches and their mouth, you know, smizing and stuff like that. Their nose can't lie. Sudden body tweaks and twitches and things of that nature. They cannot lie. They can't. They cannot lie to you. Like, look up videos or read micro expressions, because they will just tell you everything that you need to know about this person. You know, and another way that you can tell if a narcissist is cheating on you. Oh, if the other person reaches out, this right here be blowing my mind right here. This one right here, just like, seriously, I feel like, oh goodness, I didn't want to have to do this, but I really seriously feel a rant bubble coming on right now. Y'all have got to stop letting people play in your damn faces. For real. Like, come the hell on now. Like, if somebody else reaches out to you, coming to you as a man, coming to you as a woman, and sending you evidence and screenshots and videos of your partner cheating, like active proof, stop letting your partner gaslight you or lie to you to make it seem like, the other person is lying. Sometimes the new supply might not know about you and decide to come tell your ass that you're being cheated on, getting your face played in. You know, sometimes they will do that. And then y'all will show your narcissistic partner, and they'll be like, oh, no, babe, no, they're crazy. Go ahead and block them. That's an ex. That's my friend's friend. That's somebody I met a long time ago that I told that I didn't want them to, I didn't want to do anything with them because I loved you so much. It's just, they're, no, just block them right now. I'll message them, right? Don't ever talk to them again because they're just trying to ruin things. Y'all will let them talk you out of this type of stuff. Right now, that ends today. If you're watching this video and somebody else just reaches out to you with evidence, like actual evidence, solid evidence and proof, we are not letting you are not letting your narcissistic partner gaslight your ass into believing the stupid shit that comes out of their mouth. You know what I mean? We're not letting them gaslight you to believe the stupidity that is oozing from their mouth, the crazy ass lies that they can make up right now. We're not doing that anymore. You know what I mean? We're not doing that anymore this year or for the rest of your life. You're like, they like narcissists love making you look stupid. I promise you. They love getting away with stuff. They love being able to lie to you, not lie to the new supply. You know, they're just saying, just watching these techniques and watching, like sometimes the new supply will reach out. Yeah. I know some of y'all are you trauma bonded and things like that, but this is beyond the fact. You can be trauma bonded and still not let somebody gaslight you. You know, you can be trauma bonded and still like not let someone question your reality. Like seriously. And the last way that I will go over today about how you can tell if a narcissist is cheating on you sometimes is, or has cheated on you, is if they start accusing you out of nowhere. This is part of the behavior dynamics, but if they start accusing you of cheating out of nowhere, like you haven't done anything, your patterns have been the same, you haven't switched anything up, like all of a sudden out of nowhere, they start getting paranoid and just, are you cheating on me? Is there something going on? You have someone else? Like out of nowhere. It's like a damn, like, it's just literally out of nowhere. If they start doing this type of stuff out of nowhere, then a lot of times, not all the time, but a lot of times, the accusations of a narcissistic person are really confession. They're confessing to you. You know, they're confessing to you by accusing you of what they are doing. Like seriously, they're confessing to you of what they are actually doing by accusing you of it. You know, you really, really can't. That's it. They're projecting what they are doing onto you. Out of nowhere, they start, like they say, out of nowhere, they start accusing you. And like I said, again, it's the totality of everything. They start accusing you, and then the behaviors are changing. You ask them, and then they start acting a monkey. You see what I'm saying? That's what happens. So if they start accusing you out of nowhere of cheating, they're probably cheating. And one more bonus way. What's this, five right here? One more bonus way. The fifth way is, y'all, the fifth way to tell if a narcissist or a toxic person is cheating on you is them telling you themselves in a subtle way. Not them just confessing to you outright, because sometimes they'll confess to you, but them telling on themselves in a subtle way. Them telling you a crazy ass story about somebody else in their life cheating. Oh my goodness, man. About somebody else in their life cheating. Their brother is cheating. Their friend at work is cheating. They can't believe that this guy at the bar just came up out of nowhere and told them, a stranger, how they were cheating on their wife and got away with it, and they just feel bad. They are, again, this is a different form of projection, but they confess to you by covering up with a story of somebody else doing it. Or as a joke. What would you do if I cheated on you? I'm not, though. Just kidding. I'm not cheating. Just want to see what you would do. So be careful. Be very, very wary of that, y'all. Anyways, y'all, I know this video has ran on longer than I don't really like for them to go. Anyways, if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. Subscribe to this channel. Check out my courses and other things as well. Like and subscribe. And mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental illness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.